everybody. Again, this is Janet Switzer. If you're just jumping on the call, we have a very special guest tonight. And I have to say, I'm going to be talking about this in just a few minutes when we do start the call, but we had over 100 people, I think it was 108 people, who requested, who applied to be on the hot seat. And gosh, we talked to a lot of very, very nice people, a lot of great people with an information empire in the making. And what a thrill it was to get all those applications and emails and calls. We tried to get back to you as many of you as possible. Didn't quite get to all of you. I apologize about that, but we do have one very, very special guest tonight. We're going to be starting the call in just a few minutes. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Janet Switzer. You're in the right place if you're looking to build an information empire around your own expertise. Whether you have written a book or would like to write a book, whether you're an online marketer, we have quite a few of those folks online on the line tonight, whether you are an industry expert, as our guest is tonight, or whether you just have a unique market position, whether you have a training concept, maybe you're a seminar promoter or seminar provider, we'll be talking about different ways that you can build information products and an information empire from your expertise. And our guest tonight, I'm going to be introducing him very, very shortly. I do want to wait until the top of the hour so that people can jump on the line. We're going to be starting in just a couple of minutes. But again, if you're just joining us, this is Janet Switzer. We're going to be talking tonight about how to build an information empire. A lot of people have asked over the last few weeks about how they can turn their expertise into an entire business of different information products, consulting, training, seminars, speaking engagements, book publishing, licensing, spokesperson contracts. There are 52 different profit centers that you could create from your expertise. I'm going to be talking about a lot of those. Also about the marketing, because, of course, it's not enough to just know how to create the products. You have to also create the marketing. I'm going to be talking about that in just a moment when we get started. And I know our guest is already on the line. I had an opportunity to talk to him earlier today. And what an exciting business he has already, and, of course, a huge empire in the making. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Again, if you're just jumping on the line tonight, we have almost 600 people on the line from all over the world. Gosh, when I asked people to introduce themselves just a moment ago, there were people from Japan and India, lots of people from Australia, Canada, the UK. So we've got people from all over the world, and, of course, all over the United States, people who are experts in their area of interest, something that they're passionate about. They want to find out where to start and how to start marketing their expertise in the way of in the form of these information products. But I see now that it's the top of the hour, so I am going to get going. I want to welcome everybody. Good evening. Of course, this is Janet Switzer. I want to welcome you to tonight's teleseminar. And I've got some really exciting information to share with you tonight. In fact, I'm going to be interviewing an amazing entrepreneur tonight about his potential publishing and information product empire. And then, of course, I'm going to give him some strategies for building that empire and doing the marketing. And can I just say before we start that I am so appreciative. I'm humbled, too, at the response that we had to the email that I sent out last week asking for folks who would be willing to be on the hot seat tonight. As I mentioned earlier, we got more than 100 applications. I think it was 108 applications, applications and calls and emails, literally within hours of sending out that request last Thursday. We got to talk to some amazing business owners. We got to talk to online marketers and industry experts and people who are professional speakers and trainers and so many others. They all had a lot going for them, and I think tonight's guest that I'll be interviewing really does exemplify a lot of the opportunities that we saw in all of our respondents, so I'm excited about that. And because I wanted this call tonight to be truly an educational call, I selected our guest to help me best illustrate what I look for when building an information products business for someone and what I look for in helping them create these individual revenue streams. Now, of course, one of the reasons I'm conducting this call tonight is to address a number of questions we've gotten over the last 3 weeks. If you recently visited my website, www.howexpertsbuildempires.com, you probably saw that I had some free information there about the 52 different kinds of profit centers that you could create from your industry expertise or from your book or from your training concept or your unique market posture. And that free special report series prompted literally hundreds of calls about how this empire building concept works. So tonight I want to answer a lot of those questions and address a lot of that feedback. The other reason I'm conducting this call is to introduce you to a program that I think is literally unprecedented on the internet. It's a program I conducted a short while ago to teach a select group of info marketers the business of the information products business, because it's not enough to know what kinds of products to create. You need to know who's buying what kinds of products, what they'll pay for those products, how the really big money is made in this industry, how to get your piece of the really exciting revenue streams like spokesperson contracts and licensing, and of course, how to market all those products and services very, very successfully. And like I said, I conducted that training program a short while ago. Back then, we charged $12,777 for it. A lot of you have asked about a home study version of that program, and I want to announce that we have that ready for you. My goal tonight is not to deliver one big infomercial for that home study edition, so don't worry. But rather, I want to demonstrate how the empire building training is actually used to create these profit centers. And for that, I have our guest entrepreneur to help us out. And if after hearing what we accomplished tonight on this call, if you say to yourself, wow, you know, I think I have an empire in the making too, you can find all the details about this at www.howexpertsbuildempires.com/mavericks.html. Or feel free to jot down our phone number. We're in the U.S. here, of course, at area code 805-499-9400. You can ask for my program manager who will help you out. Her name is Crizia Deverdier. Crizia Deverdier, K-R-I-Z-I-A. And with that, I'm very pleased to introduce you to someone who's going to help me demonstrate the process of finding hidden information assets and turning them into profit centers. You know, over the years, I've learned that every situation has some combination of information assets, customers, and other criteria. And oftentimes, you know, it's incredibly easy to create cash for that business simply with a few well-crafted marketing campaigns. And we've got one of those situations tonight. I want to introduce our guest to you. His name is Keith Edelman of the Austin, Texas consulting firm Spillover. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are. Well, Keith has a tremendous background in developing customer loyalty programs for restaurants. In other words, he helps restaurant owners market their restaurants and build an ongoing clientele. And Keith, I'm going to ask you to jump in here and explain to our listeners tonight how you do this marketing for restaurants. You have a very unique system for that. What kinds of services do you currently provide?
Well, like you mentioned, our number one service that we provide is an email loyalty service. And it's a very simple system that we implement into a restaurant whereby the guest writes down their name and email address. When they're presented with a check, there will be a little slip of paper in there that says, give us your name and email address and we'll maintain communication with you. We'll send you updates on specials and events that are going on in our restaurant. And when they do that, that information is passed along to my company. We enter the data, we maintain the database, we send that guest a thank you message that's custom designed, and then, of course, we maintain the database for future communication. We'll develop campaigns for the restaurant and maintain communication with their guests on their behalf. It's really designed to do three things, which is, one, to say thank you for coming in, two, please come back, and three, tell a friend. So that's essentially what we do. We also do events for restaurants, and I'm very excited about a new product that we've got coming out, which is text messaging, which works very similarly to the email marketing, except that it's all done through a mobile phone.
And you had mentioned earlier that one of the problems with email marketing is that it's an extra step for the wait staff in restaurants to collect those email addresses and make sure the paper gets to the right place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's we've been doing the email loyalty thing for 4 years now, and the number one struggle that we have is getting restaurants to implement the new system into their restaurant, collecting the names, getting the names to us. Anytime you add even the smallest step into already a very system-driven environment like a restaurant, you have what I call the hassle factor. It becomes real cumbersome and burdensome for them to do it. So we have to stay on them and, you know, really coax them into doing it. And so we end up having all, you know, we end up having different levels of participation. Some restaurants are really gung-ho, while others are not so much.
Okay. And the text messaging sort of overcomes that because it's just a matter of posting a sign near the entrance and asking people to text message a certain code.
Right, right, a short code.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a short code where you see where it's not, it's a few numbers, it's not a complete phone number. That's a short code, and then there's a keyword. So, for example, you could be sitting in a restaurant and see a sign on the table that said, text the word sushi and receive an instant discount or a special offer. And when they text the word sushi to 47647, then they're asked to opt in, just like an email program. You know, you opt in, it actually sends a text message to you saying, if you'd like to opt in, please respond with yes. And when you kick back yes, then you're in the database, and then you get the instant discount, which you can immediately redeem by, at this point, just basically showing your phone to the server. And you know, we have coupon codes that are data-driven and sent with the message so that it's trackable and that sort of thing. But it really takes out all the paper, takes out the server's not involved. They don't have to take a slip of paper and put it into an envelope and mail it to our company. It's all taken care of wirelessly, paperlessly, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about who your typical client is? Because, of course, we know there are lots of different kinds of restaurants, everything from fast food outlets all the way up to fine dining experiences, very expensive restaurants. Who's your typical client?
Our typical client isn't necessarily the type of restaurant, whether it be quick serve, fast casual, fine dining. We don't really delineate based on that. We delineate more so and target more so based on the size. We target the individual restaurant owner, as well as our real sweet spot that we really go after is the multi-unit, privately owned restaurant group, a group of investors or individuals that might own anywhere from 3 to about 30 restaurants right in there.
Okay. And whether they're a quick serve or fine dining or a value budget restaurant, whatever, it's just you look for somebody who owns several of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Another thing, by the way, I wanted to mention to all of our listeners tonight is when I chatted with Keith earlier today, he mentioned there are very few consultants in this particular area that specialize in building customer loyalty programs via the methods that he uses. So that's really good. I think it's you and one other person out there in the marketplace, isn't that right?
There's with the email loyalty system, there's an increasing number of companies, it seems like daily, that are jumping into the industry, which is another reason why, you know, we're constantly innovating and looking for the next best thing. Because, you know, we all know that email does have its flaws with, you know, spam filters and the methods that you send email, and is it text or is it graphics and all the, you know, the big mess that it can be. You know, I think text messaging is the next frontier. You know, so we're constantly innovating and trying to be, you know, a first mover in what's new and upcoming.
Okay. And if you could just tell our listeners a little bit, you don't have to mention numbers necessarily, but why don't you tell them how you get paid for your services? What's a typical contract for one of these restaurant groups?
It's a subscription model, so our clients pay on a monthly basis. We generally sign an annual contract, which really makes sense, especially with an email loyalty program, because the way we sell it is we say, you know, it's like a fine wine. Your list gets better the older it gets. You it's going to get bigger, and it doesn't make sense to build a list of 100 people and then quit. If you keep it going, you can get a list of 3,000 to 5,000 people over the course of a year and really make an impact on your marketing by sending communications to those people. So we do it on an annual basis, and it ranges depending on the size of or the number of locations, the amount of campaigns that we're going to be sending out. It can be anywhere from $300 a month up to, you know, $3,000 a month. So it's right in there.
Okay. And let me just alert everyone listening, because one of the unique things about Keith is that despite all his expertise and success in his niche, he actually sells no packaged products or consulting or coaching services whatsoever. So, Keith, in that regard, you're actually the ideal illustration of where someone should start when building an empire. And I think a lot of people out there listening today, they have industry expertise, but they just don't know where to start. So we're going to talk about that. Let's talk about where you can start turning your expertise into cash. And by the way, the good news for Keith, unlike some others of other people listening tonight, the good news for Keith is that his market is very identifiable. You can find these restaurant owners in the yellow pages, on the internet, via mailing lists you can rent. Many experts, unfortunately, have a market full of prospective customers that are literally everywhere and nowhere at the same time. It's much more difficult to pin them down, but that's not Keith's challenge tonight. But let's talk first about the products I have in mind for you, Keith. But I want to preface everything I say about products with this statement. Keith knows a lot about marketing restaurants to the public, but there's a lot of other kinds of training and assistance that restaurant owners need. And Keith, we talked earlier today about some of those challenges that restaurant owners face. They need assistance with what? With operations, with cost control. Employee retention was another one we talked about, Keith, which, by the way, is a huge issue in the fast food restaurant category. So there are a lot of other experts out there who can speak to these issues, even though Keith may not have full expertise in all of these areas, in every area of running a restaurant, even though he does about marketing and a lot of the areas, but not all. So as part of what I recommend to Keith tonight, I'm going to recommend products that not only he can create from his own expertise, but also products that he can create by interviewing other experts on best practices in those areas that Keith doesn't know that much about. And, of course, the good news in finding other experts is that you'll probably turn up quite a few potential joint venture partners who may be happy to sell your products and advice to their clients and subscribers. So that's a good thing. But let's talk about the products you will produce yourself first from your own expertise. How about that?
Okay.
One of the first things I want to recommend to Keith is a very easy thing for a lot of listeners out there to do, and that's create a digital product primarily for marketing purposes. Now, most people think of a digital product as an ebook or a piece of software or a downloadable audio file. I tend to prefer written documents. However, I don't call them ebooks, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. But Keith, I'd like you to produce a digital product and sell it for at least $97, maybe more. But don't call it an ebook. Call it a system or a program or an internal audit or a guide or a manual, but not an ebook, because quite frankly, people will pay more for a system than they will for an ebook. So call it something different. And the first thing that I want you to do for marketing that digital product is to set up a website right away with a single landing page that describes the benefits that restaurant owners can expect once they purchase and download the manual. Again, make it a downloadable digital product. Get a shopping cart service to handle the sales at your website there. And spend a lot of time working on developing the wording for that landing page. Very, very important. A landing page, by the way, if that's a new vocabulary term for some of you out there, that's really just the sales letter, these long-form, multi-page sales letters that are posted at your website. So a digital product, again, primarily for marketing purposes, because what you want to do is you want to have a product that you can sell to thousands of restaurant owners around the world and literally just create a customer, create an entry-level customer who might be interested in purchasing some of these other products that I'll talk about or availing themselves of your consulting and advisory services. So we'll talk about that in just a second. The second thing that I want to recommend to Keith, and this is ideal for almost anyone out there listening on the line tonight, high-priced consulting. Because remember I mentioned that Keith does not do any hourly consulting currently, but I do want to recommend that he decide to do one-hour consultations as an actual product. A one-hour consultation will position you as a high-priced consultant who becomes highly demanded by the media, and for speaking engagements as well. And when I say high-priced, I mean a minimum of $300, $400, $500 an hour, even $1,000 an hour. This is something that I do. This is something that a lot of consultants do out there. But we turn our consulting into an actual product. It's not like we're an attorney or a CPA that bills by the hour. I actually do a one-hour consultation, and here's what I do. I offer the consultation. I include upfront a digital product. It's a document that I send out to familiarize people with how we build these information empires. And then I also send out an 8-page questionnaire that gives me information about the consulting client, what their history is, what their goals are, what assets they currently have to work with, what potential joint venture partners they have in play. I include a checklist of different kinds of things they would like to do that they can just check off. So that by the time I get that questionnaire back, by the way, I also ask them to send me any kind of marketing materials or books, tape sets, any kind of products that they already have. But once I get that questionnaire and all their materials back, I go to work ahead of the call checking them out. I go to their website. I check out their industry. I formulate. I make notes about what I want to recommend for them. And only then do I get on the phone. So during that one-hour consultation, we really hit the ground running. I spent a couple of minutes at the beginning just clarifying some questions that I had about their questionnaire, and then I literally in 1 hour can give them the entire roadmap for how to build an information empire or improve their business. So one-hour consultations are a really great tool for not only helping position yourself as the leading expert in your field, but also recruiting a lot of people who maybe couldn't afford your multi-thousand-dollar contracts, several thousand dollars, can't afford maybe your coaching or advisory client services, but they will do a one-hour consultation with you. Now, an easy way to start charging $1,000 an hour is to do half-price consultations for a limited time at $500 per hour. So, Keith, when we talked about this earlier, I mentioned it, I said, you know, you can charge $500 an hour for maybe just the next 90 days, really promote it to your list, to your clients, go out to joint venture partners who can endorse you, and charge $500 an hour just for the next 90 days. That's a really great marketing strategy because there is a limited time to it. It creates a sense of urgency. People have to sign up right away. And only then, after 90 days, bump it up to the full price of $1,000 per hour. So a great way to do high-price consulting. Again, this makes you one of these high-price consultants that becomes in demand by the media and also for speaking engagements at industry events. The next product that I want to recommend for Keith is a multimedia program, which is basically just a kit, 4 or 5 different pieces. Some of them are video on DVD. Some are audio CD, and some are written or printed materials. So a multimedia product. And developing a multimedia product will not only let you sell an expensive $500 or $700 flagship product, that's what your multimedia product would be, it would also become the resource materials that you can provide to any participant in any future coaching program or advisory program that you might want to conduct, which I'll talk about in just a moment. But a multimedia product, I think, for you, Keith, would be all about marketing for restaurant owners. Because if there's customers coming in, if there's clientele coming into their restaurant, if there's cash flow happening, you know, they can actually exist with a lot of other problems going on as long as there's cash flow. So I think marketing is really a hot button for a lot of restaurant owners, and I think you can certainly position yourself as the marketing expert for restaurant owners. And so I think in your multimedia package, if you go out and conduct maybe a 3 or 4 hour workshop, you can record that on DVD. Of course, we've got so many really great digital camcorders out there that will bump you up to digital technology for recording your video. That's really quality video footage. You can create an audio CD program that would be a separate component, and maybe that is just you walking them through different marketing strategies for their business via audio. You can create a written workbook that goes along with those audio CDs. And the last component I would recommend is some written materials. Maybe there's a strategy guide or some kind of manual of successful campaigns that have been conducted before, or things that they can do immediately maybe 25 or 50 or 100 things they can start doing immediately to better market their restaurant business. And of course, the top thing on the list is going to be to utilize your email or text messaging services as one of those marketing things. But you definitely want to create a product that gives people all of the information contained in Keith's brain about marketing restaurants. So that, again, you can not only sell it as your flagship product that positions you as a leading expert in the field, but also that you can send out to people who might be in a coaching program or consulting program later to familiarize them with you and what you know, so that when you eventually do have them in your training programs, they know a lot more. It makes it a lot easier on you as the trainer, as the coach, if they're educated ahead of time. So that's one thing that I would recommend. And for so many people on the line listening tonight, a multimedia product is going to be very, very important for the reasons I mentioned. Not only is it a flagship product that gets you into the $500 or $700 range, but again, it's also the resource materials for these more expensive coaching programs. Now, one of the things that we talked about earlier, Keith, is this idea of an advisory client program. There are a lot of people who probably can't afford yet to avail themselves of your year-long marketing services contract, but they would be willing to join an advisory client program. Maybe it's for $1,000 or $2,000. This would be a 12-week program, a 90-day program in groups conducted over the phone, charging, again, around $2,000 per person at the most. This is for people, again, who can't afford your regular monthly fees for services. In fact, you might have to actually turn down some clients. I don't know if that's your experience currently. I didn't ask you that before. But at some point, you're going to get so popular, you're going to get so well known out there in the industry, you're going to have to actually turn down some people who might want to work with you because you just don't have the time. Maybe you just can't help everybody. And an advisory client program is the perfect place for them. And Keith, even though that may not be your situation, you might be able to really scale up to handle hundreds of restaurants with your marketing services at one time. But a lot of people out there listening tonight are not going to be able to work with everybody who approaches them. Maybe they're a solo entrepreneur. Maybe they have a very small staff. They just can't get to everybody as clients if they're a consultant. So an advisory client program is the perfect place for these folks. And again, this would be a 12-week program conducted, you know, maybe it's every Monday or every Tuesday night on the phone for an hour. You can lecture for 35 to 40 minutes and then open it up for questions and answers. And again, provide those resource materials, your $500 or $700 multimedia product, as the resource materials for that program. One of the things that you can also include in this 12-week advisory client program are written materials that you send out. You can send out homework assignments. You can actually get other guest experts. If you want to do the call every Monday night or every Tuesday night, maybe you get a guest expert every Thursday night for 12 weeks to familiarize your participants with some other aspect of restaurant marketing. But you provide the main curriculum, a 12-week curriculum, where they learn how to market their restaurant. Of course, for those of you listening, hopefully you've figured out by now that one of the real benefits of doing these advisory client programs is that a lot of people are going to say, wow, you know, that's really great. I wish I was doing everything like that in my restaurant, but I really need somebody to do that for me. So they will actually end up buying a lot of these expensive contracts or signing these expensive contracts with you for marketing services, because even though they're very well educated now, they find that they just don't want to do it on their own. So a lot of these advisory clients will actually buy more services from you over time. Now, Keith, we talked about speaking as well. You have a long history, a great background in public speaking. You enjoy doing that. And why don't you tell our listeners, can you tell our listeners about the experience that you had with the Restaurant Association, the Massachusetts Association?
Sure. A while ago, I flew up to Boston from Texas and was a participant in a seminar that was sponsored by the Massachusetts Restaurant Association. There were approximately 200 people in the audience, restaurateurs, owners, and I gave a presentation on email marketing and email loyalty, and also loyalty in general, and how important it is to maintain customer loyalty when you have a restaurant. It was tons of fun. I ended up having getting three clients from the trip, three email clients that stayed with us for one of them's still with us, and the other two stayed on for a year. So it was a very profitable trip.
And even though you were invited, this does happen sometimes, by the way, if you're invited to speak, oftentimes you will end up speaking for free and also paying your own way to go to these events. That happens a lot. But if you can sell a product or service at the back of the room, that makes it very worthwhile. And, Keith, you mentioned to me that you had about a 6 or 7 times return on your expenses in going to Boston.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. And one of the things that I mentioned to Keith, by the way, when we were chatting earlier, is that there really are two reasons to speak, and this is of benefit to everyone listening tonight, two reasons to speak. One is to sell product or programs at the back of the room. The other one is to get clients. I guess the third reason would be to speak for fees, but even when you do, even when you are paid a fee to speak, you also want to make products available so that you can really make it a great revenue day for yourself. Now, again, when Keith and I were chatting about this earlier today, he mentioned that he got these three clients out of a sizable group. There were a few hundred people there, and I think that the first thing that I would recommend to Keith with regard to his speaking is that he actually develop some kind of product package or service package or maybe this advisory client program and actually present that as as an item that he has for sale at the back of the room. Because oftentimes speakers will say, you know, if you're interested in what I have to offer or if you're interested in what our company does, go ahead and see me at the back. We'll trade business cards. That's not really the way to do it. When you give people a definitive product or a definitive package of services and maybe packaged items at a specific price, they are much more apt to buy from you at the back of the room, but also it gives them a better idea of exactly what they're going to be able to accomplish in their business, particularly if you can talk about that service package or product package in a way that shows them what the results are that they can expect from that particular package. So that's one thing that I would recommend to Keith. Keep speaking, and I'll go into some of the marketing and how to get booked a little later in this call, but keep speaking. And just develop a package that you can make available to folks at the back of the room. Now, the other thing that I want to mention to Keith, and of course we've only got an hour tonight, so I could probably go into 25 different things for Keith, but I think these are the high points. The sixth thing that I want to mention is a monthly consulting program. Now, this is different from the advisory client program that I mentioned. That is a fixed 90-day, 12-week curriculum. Monthly consulting is an ongoing program, what we call a continuity program, a new vocabulary word for some of you out there. Sometimes we call it subscription consulting, and these are folks who pay you month in and month out. Maybe it's $195 a month, maybe it's $395. I've done programs that have charged $1,200 a month, as high as $1,500 a month for services, and that is where you provide on an ongoing basis every month a teleseminar plus perhaps an ad package or marketing package, a strategy of the month. Maybe there's multiple teleseminars. There's one specific program that I mentioned to Keith earlier was in the healthcare industry, and this particular healthcare practitioner had become an expert in marketing his practice. And so we developed a program that initially was $195 a month. He has since expanded it to $1,500 a month for healthcare practitioners to help them build their practices using his marketing strategies and formulas. And so every month he conducts a teleseminar himself, but then he also has two other teleseminars He has an assistant that conducts a teleseminar for other healthcare assistants on how to assist the practice in marketing. And he also has his front office manager who conducts a teleseminar every month for other front office managers so they can learn how to better run the practice from the front office. He also gives out a marketing strategy of the month. Typically, it's a digital download. At times, though, he has provided packaged goods as well that he ships out to his subscribers. So that's one thing, Keith, that I would recommend for you, that you develop, sit down and brainstorm with yourself, maybe with your staff, on what kinds of things could you provide, at least for the first year, and after that you can develop them sort of as you go. But there's people I know that are doing these programs that are charging as high as $2,000 a month, particularly for professional practitioners. For restaurant owners, you might need to keep it under $1,000 a month, maybe even under $500 a month. It's just a matter of what the traffic will bear. So that's one thing that I want to recommend to you. And I'm going to get into the marketing of some of these things in just a little bit. Now, notice both Keith and everyone out there listening, I've not recommended yet that Keith write a book. I know a lot of you are at the place where they think in order to build an empire, you need to start with a book. That is not true. In fact, Keith's expertise is so valuable to restaurant owners, I would never recommend that he put all that expertise in a $20 book. Rather, I want him to produce his first product, his entry-level product, as a $97 digital download product that people can purchase to get more familiar. He's a highly paid consultant. He doesn't need to be putting his expertise in a $20 book. The other issue for Keith and others of you listening out there is that restaurant owners and other highly placed executives, CEOs of major corporations, if that's your market, they are not hanging out at bookstores looking for books that discuss this, discuss your area of expertise. So you don't need a book. You don't need to go through a major publisher to get published. In fact, one strategy I would recommend if you absolutely feel you need to write a book for credibility purposes or whatnot, why not write a book or have someone else write it for you, print 500 copies and send it to the top 500 prospects in your category. If they are major corporations, if they're Fortune 500 companies, print 500 copies and send it to the CEOs with a nice cover letter giving them the book as a gift and explaining what you do. And hopefully they'll read the book and access your expertise through your book if you feel you really need to do a book. But like I mentioned, I've yet to talk to Keith about doing a book because I really just don't recommend it for him at this time. And that goes for a lot of you out there listening tonight. Now, those are all the products that I would like to talk about that I have time to talk about tonight that have to do with Keith packaging his own expertise. But there are a lot of other people out there who have expertise that restaurant owners can use. And, Keith, we talked about this earlier. They know about cost containment and employee retention and all kinds of other things that are challenges for restaurant owners all the time. And so one of the things I want to recommend to Keith is that he start developing a line of packaged products where he actually interviews other experts or gets them to somehow provide information and expertise via written materials or perhaps if Keith ever held a workshop, he could invite them to be produce one of the segments in the workshop. And I was getting ahead of myself there for a second. And he could videotape that particular segment. Of course, the one thing that you need is a release. It's just a few paragraphs that that person says that they're allowing you to use their voice, their name, their information, their expertise, that you can include in your own products and publish that work as your own. So that's one thing that you need to do is have all these experts sign a release. And some of these packaged products, you could create an entire library of 6 CD sets that maybe go along with a workbook. And by the way, Keith, one thing I didn't mention to you earlier is there are a lot of people out there who are ghostwriters who would be more than happy to help produce the workbook for you or any written materials that go along with these interviews. But one of the things that you can do is start, from a marketing standpoint, is start identifying those restaurant consultants who also have a large following. Maybe they have their own newsletter, or maybe they're a restaurant owner that could potentially be part of your subscription consulting program later, and start interviewing them on their best practices in these specific areas. So instead of being the expert in that particular area, Keith, you're really just the messenger for these best practices. So I think that can be a great library. These, again, these six CD sets, because it is a business training product that's going to help a business owner make more money in their restaurant, these can be priced well over $200, $249, maybe $297. Because one thing that we know, and this will be important for a lot of the people listening tonight, is that businesses will actually pay a lot more money for information products than consumers will, or people interested in personal growth will. Because business owners, if they can justify the purchase as an investment in their business, they'll spend more money, and they'll spend more money more often with you if they can see a payoff or a perceived payoff in their business. So one thing to remember, even if you have a personal growth subject matter, or a consumer topic, parenting, anything like that that's a more of a consumer topic, if you can put some sort of business spin on it where you can sell it to business owners, that will get you a lot further, a lot faster in building your information empire and certainly generating revenue. So with that, I'd like to talk a little bit about the marketing, Keith, that I'm going to recommend that you do. And we talked about a 12-month course. This is the subscription consulting course. Of course, you can cut it off at a year, but I recommend that you actually keep it ongoing, plan it for a year, and then keep renewing people month after month into that continuity program. And one of the things that you can do to start marketing this is begin now seeking out endorsements and testimonials and media mentions from people. These would be past clients of yours, past customers, newspapers and magazines, if you can get quoted in those particular publications. Any of these endorsements or testimonials that will appeal to restaurant owners, and then approach those folks, particularly if they have their own subscribers, approach them about selling your program to their names. Now, it may be that there's a trade association that has an entire library of published works that they sell to their members, or maybe there's a magazine that is willing to do an article on you and somehow advertise the product to their subscribers, maybe as a gift with renewal. That happens all the time. So start identifying people that can endorse you and give you testimonials. Ideally, you should position yourself as the leading expert for creating massive results for restaurant owners. And once you position yourself as this expert, you can not only conduct your training programs and produce your other information products, you can also generate a lot of press coverage and other media activity around your message, which is only going to help you get the word out about what you can do for restaurant owners. Now, additionally, once you attain this position, you can also create a network of endorsers and affiliates who are going to help you sell your year-long program or your continuity program. Investigate right away people who have lists of customers that would be interested in that program. Very, very important. Because, Keith, you mentioned that you've got quite a few clients, but you've already sold them services. You need to cast your net further afield and find other people who have customers and clients who would be perfect prospects for your programs. Additionally, any business who provides financial or any kind of business services to restaurant owners is also a prime target to approach with a joint venture deal to promote your training program to their list of customers. Or you can actually have them co-sponsor a training program as a way to get new customers. That's a great idea, too. Once your website is up, you want to add a page that has a landing page or a sales letter with all the marketing copy for your continuity program. Be sure and direct any of your potential endorsers when you're talking to them. Direct them to the website for more information about the program, because that's really going to help them sell or help you sell them on your service, on your program, sell them on endorsing you. If you do the marketing work for them, they're going to be a lot more apt to say, wow, Keith is really professional. He can definitely create sales for us. Be sure and commission those folks on any of those sales. Or you can have a prepared package ready to send them as well. You can also do a nationwide search for beta test individuals who'd be interested in being test cases to work with you to achieve some result. And you can advertise in magazines, restaurant magazines, about this. You can go out on the Internet to various websites. You can put out articles online. And maybe you know, just say that you're looking for 3 test cases only to which you'll offer the program for free, because then this search will actually create many, many more prospects who would probably buy the actual program when it's launched. So you could go out with an advance notice asking for test cases to help you test all these systems that you're going to be delivering via the program. You might also, as I mentioned before, include other how-to experts in your curriculum plan. That's pretty important. But ensure that other experts will also conduct any kind of follow-up conference calls, you know, schedule them appropriately based on, you know, their various areas of expertise. But you can also ask to get access to their customer list if they're going to be a resident expert in your program. So market the continuity program in those ways that I mentioned. If you decide to do an e-zine, you can also put it in your e-zine. You can put it in, advertise it via a free course at your website. Of course, you can offer it at your speaking engagements, through joint ventures, and in press articles. Those are just some of the many ways to market a continuity program. Now, we talked about speaking and training as a profit center, and like I mentioned, there are really 2 reasons to speak. One, to sell product. 2, to get clients. And 3, you know, maybe for speaking fees, but also selling products. But there are a couple of ways to build a speaking career. And Keith, you know, one of the things that really, really works is to proactively do outbound telemarketing to any groups or corporations or trade associations who hold conferences who could bring you on as a speaker. Now, you've obviously had a good experience speaking before. It's possible that you can go back to that restaurant association and actually get a letter from them commenting on how positive your workshop was at that event. That would be a great idea for a speaker's kit. The other way to get booked as a speaker is to encourage speaking engagements to come to you by promoting yourself in the marketplace and by posturing yourself as a leading expert. You know, sell product, get endorsements, do your advisory client program. Again, you can do these speaking engagements for no fee, but just sell product in the back of the room to make more money that way. So the other way to get speaking engagements, and Keith, you mentioned that you love to travel and speak all over the world. Another way to get these is to orchestrate joint ventures to get speaking engagement. Contact other consulting firms who are missing your subject matter. Maybe some of these other restaurant consultants are training on some of these other aspects of restaurant management, but they're really missing your marketing subject matter from their consulting repertoire, and offer to become their independent contractor that provides that marketing consulting to their existing and new clients. That's a way to get speaking engagements, and you can actually go out and speak with them or get recommended at events that they might be putting on, things like that. Your speaker's kit, by the way, for those of you listening on the line who would like to become a speaker and do that, you are going to need a speaker's kit. Let me go through the components very, very quickly because our time is getting short. But you need a bio sheet, why you are the perfect expert to be speaking to a particular group. You need what are called one sheets on each one of your topics. This is a single sheet that describes what the audience is going to learn and how they're going to benefit from that particular topic. Also, you need to include in your speaker's kit a list of any past clients or speaking venues that you've spoken at, and a one sheet that talks about all the value-added services that you can provide. This is something a lot of speakers don't do, but you can also provide follow-up calls, training, teleseminars, homework assignments, all kinds of other things that include that improve your value over other speakers that they might be considering hiring. But again, just being in motion, Keith, on your marketing, written up in news articles with your products out there on the Internet, that's going to garner a lot of speaking opportunities for you with people calling you, which is actually the best way to get hired as a speaker. The other thing I want to talk about is the subscription consulting program, actually marketing that. I went into that pretty extensively because for an expert, Keith, like you, it's pretty important to have a high-priced program like that, something that people can avail of themselves of, and that really, really postures you as a leading expert in your field, because it gives the impression that you are the person, you're the clearinghouse of information. You've also recruited other experts to be part of your program, so you're sort of the leading expert, the peer expert in the industry. It's a really great positioning tool, not just for Keith, but for other people listening out there who might be interested in the subscription consulting program. And I think you want to transform all of your systems into this business building program for restaurant owners, and start marketing this program by conducting a teleseminar or being interviewed on someone else's teleseminar, maybe a joint venture partner if they can promote a teleseminar to their list with you as the guest expert. Someone else's teleseminar discussing your particular system of building a restaurant business and how you'll soon be offering an ongoing consulting program. Very, very important to mention during that teleseminar. You can do exactly what we're doing tonight, walk people through a process, and give them a lot of ideas that are usable in their restaurant business, give tremendous value to people before you even talk about any program that you have available. Also, I want you to create a very powerfully written marketing piece that gives the restaurant owner all the information they need in order to subscribe to your program. The result that they might expect, what they'll learn, what materials they get, the value of those materials. Of course, that's the multimedia program that I talked about before. Any testimonials of other people who've benefited from your expertise, maybe the rationale of why you're doing this at this time or why you're charging this particular price for it, and then a very powerful offer and a compelling price that can be compared to something they're already spending money on. This is very, very important for marketing these kinds of programs. If your restaurant owner is considering buying a new computer system or expanding their location somehow or getting new kitchen equipment, you want to compare the benefit or the value of the new business that they're going to get, compare that to something else that they might spend that may not get them that additional business. That's a great marketing strategy for marketing these expensive programs. Of course, you want to include this reference library, this multimedia product as your resource materials, maybe a complete manual for subscribers on how they implement your system that could be included over or above and beyond the multimedia system, a monthly conference call on some topic of interest. We talked about that before. And also, maybe, Keith, you could send them weekly tips via email or homework assignments, something that they need to implement every week or every month in their particular restaurant. The other thing that you might do, and this is for not necessarily for Keith, but for those listening out there, if you have any people in your subscription consulting program who could be turned into distributors for your products, be sure and make products available to them. If you have recorded CDs, or DVDs or workbooks or anything like that, that's something that you want to definitely make available. And Keith, one thing that we talked about earlier is this idea of developing a video training for some of these restaurants based on the either your expertise or the expertise of other experts out there, where they could literally show a video to their staff, and then every staff member has a workbook or something, or something that they have to fill in, so that particular restaurant owner has to continue buying workbooks from you, or if it's a workbook plus DVD kit for new hires or new wait staff or managers or anything like that, that's an ongoing revenue stream for you as well. So with that, I just want to finish up how to market these subscription consulting programs to restaurant owners. There's a lot of other things that Keith could be doing tonight, direct mail and running ads in other people's publications, endorsed mailings to other people's lists. That's pretty important. Getting press coverage in trade magazines. Of course, we don't want Keith out in People Magazine or the Los Angeles Times, where that's not really his market. He wants to be in those trade association publications or restaurant industry magazines. Also, conduct your own teleseminars to announce the program. We mentioned that. You can also hire commissioned salespeople on straight commission. You don't have to necessarily pay them a base rate every month. You can find lots of people who would be willing to talk about your program and even do the sales for you based on straight commission if you set that percentage high enough. And the last thing I would recommend for marketing, not only this subscription consulting program, but any product that you have, is an internet affiliate program. There are so many people out there on the internet who it's in their best interest to actually promote additional products and services to their subscribers, their members, their customers, their clients, who may all be restaurant owners, but that particular expert, they just can't, they literally just cannot produce all the products they would like to sell. You should be some of the products that they sell. Now, here's the one thing that I want to emphasize about Keith and his company, and this is the really good news, Keith, for you, is Keith already has a lot of hidden assets in place. He has joint venture relationships that are ready to happen. We talked about some of those earlier. He has products that he can finalize very quickly, and because of his position in the marketplace, he can also effectively sell other people's products. Is just another part of his product line. And one thing, Keith, I promised I would mention to everyone listening out there is a way to produce DVDs very quickly. And we talked a little bit about this, but there's a great product out there I want to recommend to everybody called Visual Communicator. It's literally a product that allows you to record from your desktop. They provide a green screen that goes behind you. You put your camera on the top of your monitor, and this particular software actually runs like a teleprompter with you reading your script. It allows you to insert slides or visuals or graphics in different parts within the script and produces a video footage very, very quickly that you can turn into a DVD. Now, in the Publishing Mavericks program that I mentioned earlier, we've talked a lot, by the way, of what Keith's doing, but I want to talk to everyone listening about what you are doing tonight. And like I mentioned in the Publishing Mavericks program that I was talking about at the beginning of the call, I actually teach you how to get in relationship with people who can help market products and services to you, just as I've recommended to Keith. I recommend in the program a lot of other things for actually building this information empire based on your expertise. And Keith, I want to thank you for being so nice to volunteer to be on the hot seat today and for being so candid with information about your business. I really do appreciate that.
Well, thank you very, very much for selecting me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know,
it's an honor.
It's not always easy getting out the details with hundreds of people listening, so I really have to thank you. But I do want to be clear here for everyone listening. You know, there are so many different kinds of profit centers within this industry that we call the information products industry. It's absolutely amazing. I have a list of 52 different kinds of profit centers that I've worked on over the years to give people just an idea of what they can be packaging up. Keith's business, of course, incorporates just a few of those 52 as we've planned it tonight. But if you are or you want to pursue working with people like Keith Edelman, our guest tonight, the Mavericks program is for you. If you want to build an empire the way that we've discussed building one for Keith tonight, the Publishing Mavericks program is for you. Again, go take a look at www.howexpertsbuildempires.com/mavericks.html. Or you could just call my office at area code 805-499-9400. That's in the United States, so if you're calling from abroad, please put a 1 in front of the 805. Again, that number, 1-805-499-9400. You can ask my program manager, Crezia DeVerdier. She can help you out with the Publishing Mavericks program. And I do want to thank everybody listening tonight, and Keith, our guest expert. Certainly want to follow up with you, Keith, later on some of these products that we've recommended.
Definitely.
And again, yeah, thank you so much, everyone, tonight. Thank you, Keith, again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Janet.
Mm-hmm. Good night.